I want to thank the family for sponsoring Lilui Nishmas of Gedali Ben Rav Shimon, and the film Shav Simcha Nachas and Bracha. Okay, I'm going to try to finish this limud for now and to return to the subject of the Sefiros HaKadoshes. You should all have either the pages from last week or pictures. We're on page Kuf Yud Gimel in Talei Chaim. At the end of our discussion of Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida, so I felt it was important that we learn what this means in the context of Am Yisrael as a people. And Rav Sasson here in Talei Chaim is explaining this. We spoke a little bit last week about Nefesh and Ruach. So we're on page Kuf Yud Gimel. In the meantime, over the past few days, I don't know if you saw that David Lawrence had Svarim that came from Bayom Dekecha, an introduction to Pnimius HaTorah, Pidarech HaChassidus. So I'm thinking of switching to that. I was learning it the whole Shabbos and yesterday, last night. And it has so much of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in it in this. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure David can get us more. Okay. Ad kan asaknu b'skira kalelis al shia kermis am Yisrael b'sod madregos chayiv. You have it on page Kuf Yud Gimel. Until now we were talking about the same way that each individual person is nefesh, ruach, so too when it comes to the kerm of am Yisrael. And how at the beginning this time of the generation of gula, of redemption, we're waiting for Mashiach, Mitzrayim to come any day. So we had to go through long years. I mean, the bigger picture of our history, it's not that long, but these past 100 years plus, where the focus was very much on developing the nefesh of Am Yisrael, of Am Yisrael returning to our country and developing ourselves in terms of economy and hospitals, v'chulei v'chulei. But now, hine mikan noshuv el doreinu, our generation, dor ha-geula. Hine binyan ha-guf istayen. Bo Hashem, there's been unbelievable work that's been done over this past century to build the guf of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, that the country has been developed in the most remarkable way. Utvios ha-chaim el madregis gedolos yoser, holchos v'nasos chazokos yoser bekerv ha-nefashis. But now that the guf, even though of course there are still some difficulties, until Mashiach comes, there are still poor people in the world and Eretz Yisrael, but for the most part, the land, Eretz Yisrael has been developed, the guf of Eretz Yisrael, the nefesh, is very, very healthy. And now there's a demand, this tviyas achayim el madregas gedolos yoser, there's a greater demand for the moving on to higher madregas, to ruach and to neshama, to chay and to yichida, v'nasos chazakos yosef bekerv hanefashos, to become much, much stronger, bekerv hanefashos, within the souls of the Jewish people. V'niroim anu baruch Hashem b'ribui hatorah b'dor zeh. So what we're seeing is a remarkable thing, that in this generation, the explosion of Torah, especially in Eretz Yisrael, the explosion of Torah. In such a short time, it's become almost understood. Not everybody can afford to, and it's difficult, but it's almost understood that every single person should try to get to learn, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Every one of the kids growing up, to try. It's become accepted. That was just really beginning when I was in high school. They had this thing called Tochnit Yogimel. It was just starting then, this idea of spending the second part of the senior year of high school to go to Eretz Yisrael. Those were the years of BMT and Machon Gold, and Chavis started going a little bit to Kambi Avne and to Gush. But large-scale migration wasn't really until the past 45 years, where to go to Eretz Yisrael and the Olam in Eretz Yisrael, this tremendous Ribui HaTorah B'Dor Zeh. Tremendous. the yeshivas, the amount of yeshivas, the amount of learning that's going on, ubisvarim, and the amount of svarim that are available. Adki b'chol ha'aretz yotzo kavam b'ktzei sevim milayim. The whole world is filled with more learning and more svarim. Sifrus ha'halacha mishtabachas u'mogeshes l'kol mevakesh. Anybody who wants to learn the revealed Torah, halacha, and gemara, and so on, it's mugeshes l'kol mevakesh. Everybody can get it. Shiurei Torah v'lomdei Torah holchem misrabim. The amount of shiurim and the amount of people learning more and more. Zo soid karmas haruach haklalis. So the ruach is returning to the Jewish people. Haholeches umischazekes. B'shleimusa tia b'chidusha Sanhedrin. And the shleimus of this is going to be with the chidush of the Sanhedrin. You remember that last week we were learning about how the institutions of Am Yisrael correspond to nefesh ruach neshama chayin yechida. And we were speaking about ruach corresponding to the Sanhedrin, and then we're moving forward with neshama to reach madregas of ultimately reaching madregas of nevuah and the return of prophecy and Mashiach Tzikeinu, which is yechida. So bechidush Sanhedrin, shleimus atiyah bechidush Sanhedrin, bo yizkanso kol koiches atar labayis echad. All of the koiches of the Torah are going to gather together, be concentrated in the Sanhedrin, greatness of Torah. Well, there's going to be once more a centralized location of Kimitzion Teitzei Sora Dvar Hashem Yishlaim. It's already started in our generation. Kimitzion Teitzei Sora Dvar Hashem Yishlaim. V'hine on the roim nitzanim u'tnuos chayim ha'mavakshos es ha'madregos al Yonis Yosef. And we're seeing already now the blossoming of movements of life that are seeking higher madregas, even higher madregas. Kach musagat simon unihias halev la Hashem holchum mavshilim bekerav hanefashos. We've never seen such an unbelievable simon, a thirst to connect to Hashem. Ad she'olamos hatfila v'hanigun. When it comes to davening, when it comes to nigunim, Music, as Rabbi Nachman explains in the third Torah, that music comes from the same place as Nevuah. Music, the Heichel of Negina, is Netzach and Hoy. It's the place. That's why we see, like by Shaul HaMelech, by David HaMelech, that in order to awaken Nevuah, they would play Negun, they would play music. So there's a tremendous, tremendous explosion of also of Negina, of music that there never was for thousands of years. What we have now, some of them are actually good. Busogi ad simon v'nihias halev l'Hashem holchem u'mavshilim b'kerav nefashos ad she'olam es hatfila v'anigan holchem u'nasim mamashiyam yoseh v'yoseh u'mispadchim b'tzura shamas. And it's in all different ways. We see that a new excitement about nigunim and davening and tefillah. He brings in footnote Memvav, Avayis Hanigan V'Oru Hohechal Elyon. Nigunim come from a very, very high place. Again, we're talking about holy Nigunim, kosher Nigunim, not, you know, imitations of the street. Serious Nigina. Avayis Hanigan V'Oru Hohechal Elyon. Comes from a very, very high place in Shemayim. V'is Hechol Niguna, which the Zohar tells us is called Hechol Niguna, the chamber of music in Shemayim. Yisrael, and it says in the Tikkun HaZohar, Yisrael salken b'go galusa b'niguna. It says that we're going to leave Golus with a nigun. That doesn't only mean when we actually march back, you know, to Yerushalayim, it's going to be with a nigun. It means that with the koach and the gina, we can get out of Golus. It's one of the tremendous koachos that we have to bring us out of Golus. The koach and the gina, which began in earnest by the Baal Shem, That's when there were some Nagunim before. We don't really remember too many Nagunim from before. I'm not talking about the Svardim. Svardim have a different Mesorah. But as far as Ashkenaz, I don't know what the Svardish Mesorah is with Nagunim from 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago. I'm not familiar with it. But as far as Ashkenazim, we don't really have much by way of Nagunim that we can remember except from the time of the Baal Shem and after the time of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. There's very few that we know. There are some, but There's some, the Germans have some old nagunim. There are some nagunim, but now the amount of nagunim. Umamshich ha'oris ha'shchin, and it brings the aura of the shchin, the koach of a nigun, back on top. Cheshek ha'lev l'tarbus yehudis. There's a tremendous cheshek we find in the heart, l'tarbus yehudis, that even people who are not necessarily shomer mitzvahs, but there's this excitement and fascination over Jewish culture. La'avir shel simcha v'chiyus b'avodas Hashem, and then on a higher level, for simcha and chiyus b'avodas Hashem. Not just to go through the motions anymore. Nasim mitzvah amayt b'ker nefoshes rabbis. This is becoming a need of many souls. It was never before such a thing. Many of the, we spoke about this 1,000 times, that many of the chevra that are leaving Yiddishkeit, it's not because they don't believe in Yiddishkeit. They're looking for something deeper. They're looking for something in their Yiddishkeit. They're not getting it. They're looking for something more meaningful. Not because they don't believe or they don't care. It's not being satisfied. The longing is not being satisfied. In earlier years, we didn't have these kind of things not like nowadays. And, you know, they just put your finger on the Gemara and read the Gemara, and that was it. That's how we were raised. We didn't have any inyan of, like, I never went on a Shabbaton in my life, you know. We didn't have any retreats. You know, the only retreats I heard about, like, from the Civil War. I don't think about, we had no retreats. And anybody that remembers the Sfarim stores from 50 years ago, there were very few Sfarim. Some Sino, Tanakh, a couple of Gemaras, a few Sfarim. And then if you want this a little bit more, you go to Williamsburg or Borough Park. But really, the Lower East Side, that's where we used to really go mostly, on the Lower East Side, by Canal Street and by Essex Street. It was good. But the basics. I remember when we wanted to buy an Avni Nezer. We wanted to get Far Rebbe in the yeshiva, an Avni Nezer. He was always talking about the Avni Nezer, and he didn't have one. He would take it from the Beis Medrash where he lived. So we decided to buy an Avni Nezer. We had to order it. It took a month to get an Avni Nezer. An Avni Nezer is a basic safe. You go to any swamp store, you get an Avni Nezer. It wasn't at all. I'm not talking about 100 years ago. I'm talking about 50 years ago. But it was, and shiurim, and Yisumayonis Torah Sechassidus. And Rav Sasson says the wellsprings of Torah Sechassidus, what's been going on, the excitement over Chassidus and the Sifri Chassidus. I was in Brooklyn with kids from the shul. We went to some fathers and kids yesterday. Baruch Hashem, we were zoche to do something very nice yesterday. And to this masbiyah, this kitchen, the soup kitchen, to be with the kids was beautiful. So, of course, I made a stop over in Sfarim store by Beagle Eisen. I made a stop over. And, you know, it's not like I'm not in touch with him every week. I'm in touch about the latest, you know, that came in. So it was only like 4 or 5 days that I hadn't spoken to him. And I walk in and the table's covered with, I have 3 boxes. I just unpacked them this morning. 3 boxes. Don't tell my wife yet. I mean, that's why I had them brought over here. 3 big boxes of swarm. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. And Chassidus and Kabbalah and Pnimius and Lomdish Swarm. It's a beautiful swarm. That it's never such a thing before. And within 4 or 5 days, it's just unbelievable. The Tzimon, and they're buying them. They're buying them. The people. It's a cheshek for learning. He told me the Biyam Dekechas came in. A whole bunch of Biyam Dekechas. He said he got him in a day. They're going hundreds. Hundreds. That's unbelievable. Kol Elohim Nitzonim Hechina Mozna Ravu Mavarach Letzimonze. He says the Mayonis of Chassidus have given tremendous nourishment to this longing. The Mayonis of Chassidus. Kol Elu Hem Nitzonim Imadreges HaNeshama. These are the Nitzanim, like little buds of the flower, the beginnings of the blossoms, the blossoming of the Madrega, of the Neshama, that Am Yisrael is getting her Neshama back. It's getting her Neshama back. First there was the Guf, cleaning the swamps, building the land, farms, army, economy, v'chule v'chule. Then Ruach, yeshivas, Liman HaTorah, Ahavas Hashem, Yus Hashem, the most basic, and to bring back the Ruach of Yiddishkeit. And now it's the Neshama is coming back. The Neshama of Am Yisrael is returning. Ha'holeches v'nidbas me'am Yisrael. Am Yisrael wants her Neshama back. Dov is a maid Ki higia hashah lebinyan beis hamikdash. Now remember, neshama is the madrega of kohuna, of the kohen. Neshama is the madrega of the beis hamikdash. This longing for something in pnimius, for the neshama of Yiddishkeit, is be'etzem a longing for Mashiach, for beis hamikdash, to have the avodah beis hamikdash, to be able to have that connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the beis hamikdash. Higia shal binyan beis hamikdash, l'chaim ha'atzumim shal avodas Hashem shi'efaku boi b'chol ois, that it's come time for the return of the neshama, where we want once again to Avodas Hashem, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, then they'll be flowing and pouring the life of Avodas Hashem. Ken Nefashos, next page. Ken Nefashos Mevakshos Simcha Kisufim. Is this the last page you have?
Yeah. Come
on.
This one in
Kuf Tesvav. Okay. Yeah. Okay, same. Yeah. I took a picture. I forgot to send it to my Shadar. Okay. Mevakshos Simcha Kisufim. There's talk now among all different groups of Jews about Dveikus, Ahavas Hashem. This is not bechlal, not part of the conversation. A few years ago, wasn't it? Nobody spoke about these things. Dveikus. Umokom kol elu eino elu b'beis Hashem. And, of course, the true life of Dveikus, of Am Yisrael, is when we have a Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're waiting for. Bivikudim ha'atzumim. We're longing, the Jewish people are longing to return to the powerful Rikudim dancing of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, B'chag HaSukkos, the way that it was described, the way that it's described in the Gemara. So now wherever you go, there's Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Again, 40, 50 years ago, we didn't have Simchas Beis HaShoeva at all. We didn't have it. I never heard of it when I was a kid. Didn't have. You had in Bar Park, in Stalin, you had in the more ex-Seldic places, they had a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But Stam, like this, all over the, everywhere, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It was Chol Moed Sukkos. It was bowling, a movie, some stickball. No Florida, Orlando, nothing like that. some fun. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I've told you many times, Bekoishi, there were a handful of people in the neighborhood that had a sukkah. Most of the people ate in the shul sukkah. Most of the people ate in the shul sukkah. It was private people had. It wasn't. It was a big covet if you had your own sukkah. It wasn't many. Not everybody had a sukkah. Far from everybody had a sukkah. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. U'b'shiras ha'halal b'korban Pesach. We're getting ready for all of these things. The neshama of Am Yisrael is getting ready. He wants to have all of this back. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Pesach with Halal. Zuya Tachlis Veroim HaMailu Shal Oysam Giluye Chaim HaMechapsim Simcha B'Avodas Hashem. This is the Tachlis, the Madrega of those now we see that are filled with a longing and looking for Simcha B'Avodas Hashem. Not just to go on, but to have Simcha B'Avodas Hashem. And the highest Simcha is in Beis HaMikdash. Isvadus Chaverim B'Shivas Kodesh. We see now also Chever Fabrenging. We're going to have Mitzvah Thursday night. We're going to Fabreng together with our friends and by Rabbi Yossi Zakatinsky with the Chever to Fabreng for Purim Cotton. You remember when you were younger that there was a Purim Cotton Fabrenging? Purim Cotton Fabrenging. Because you remember that the 2 months of Adar. It just meant that my mother wasn't as nervous because Pesach was a month later. That's all it meant. Gornish, nothing. Purim Cotton, nothing. Nothing. Shum davar. Purim Cotton is our cotton gold of the year. Purim Cotton is a very, very, very deep aura of Am Yisrael's Purim Cotton. Never heard anything about it, never spoke about it. This is just the calendar, an issue with the calendar, in fact, that's all. Jews are fabrenging now. This year, Purim Cotton, there are going to be thousands of Jews all over the world fabrenging, getting together. Singing, talking, the kinusim shabakashas Hashem, all kinds of kinusim gatherings, at different times. Also, when I was growing up, we never had any kind of. There was no They had an Aguda convention with a few people, and the OU had some kind of little, whatever. But there were no kinusim, like chizik. We used to go to protest at the United Nations or something. But we didn't have kinusim for Kedusha. We didn't have such a thing. Well, not. Kinusim b'koshes Hashem v'chiyas b'avadosa. Hatzadik b'chines ha'admor shekol Yisrael nesum alibo. The tzaddik, the Rebbe, that all of Am Yisrael is waiting for, well, Kohen Gadol. We're waiting to have a Kohen Gadol, to have a Beis HaMikdash, and a Kohen Gadol. Ve'enei ha'kol tzafiyos ala halichayisav. And we're waiting to see the footsteps of the Kohen Gadol. Al psiyosav v'beis kodesh kodashim. We're waiting to see once again the Kohen Gadol walking into the kodesh kodash. U'ma'areyu kamalach elokim. To see the Kohen Gadol looking like a malach of Hashem. And then there's this unbelievable surge in our generation of Jews who are looking for Sisrei Torah, are looking to try to connect to the Pnimius Torah, to the secrets of Torah, to Sisrei Torah. The Rosem Ha'Oindim Rumashal Olam, to the highest secrets of Torah. Oisos Chayim Heim. All of these are signs. Al Koimas Hachaya. That we're returning, there's a longing for the level of Chaya. So Nefesh means building the land and all that goes with that. Ruach means building up the yeshivas and the Limud HaTorah and all that goes with that. Neshama means tremendous hisayrus when it comes to Nagina and to Ruchnias and Rikudim and Pnimias, which is a longing for Kuhuna and for Beis HaMikdash, for the Avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, for Simcha and Yiddishkeit and Avoid and Dveikus, that's the Neshama of Am Yisrael is coming back. And Chaya already is the longing to have Nevuah, to have prophecy. And the beginning, the stirrings of prophecy, like Rav Kook calls, the beginning of Nevuah is Pnimis HaTorah, is Kabbalah, is Pnimis HaTorah, Rosh HaTorah, Or HaNevuah. All of Pnimis HaTorah, Kabbalah and Chassidus, it's all the ongoing Giluyim of the Koach of Nevuah, of prophecy. That's a whole other conversation. It's not for now. But that's really the Sherish of Chassidus, the Avodah in Dveikus and Kabbalah and Chassidus is all from Nevuah. It's a Hemshech of Nevuah.
From what part of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael comes the desire, the need to eliminate the evil, the pagam from the land, to clean it out, to make way for the possibility of a Beit HaMikdash and such?
Yeah, I think that began, I think that's a level of nefesh, on a very, very basic level, the realization that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, and the return to the first pasuk of the first word of the Torah Bereishis, and Koach Masav Higid La'amai, Losis Lahem Nachlas Goyim. That longing to be able to return to the land comes from the place of Nefesh, but that's on its most primal level, just to have our own place and to settle in our land and to remove our enemies from the land, to remove our enemies from the land. We all know that even if all of our enemies, if all of our physical enemies would pack up and leave, it should be a huge bracha if they would pack up and leave, we still have a Ruach HaTumah in Eretz Yisrael, a terrible Ruach HaTumah.
Right. So the desire to make it naki.
That's already coming from Madregas of Ruach HaNesham. The purification of the land comes from the purification of the land. So I spoke a little bit on Shabbos, the purification of Eretz Yisrael, that need to purify Eretz Yisrael, so Madreg of Ruach Neshama. Tremendous, tremendous, again, longing to purify the land. We're watching this over the past few months. What's happened in the past few months is stuff that normally takes 30, 40, 50, 60 years. What's going on? The things that are happening, the rate that things are happening. We don't feel it so much in Chutz La'aretz. We don't feel it, but the people around Eretz Yisrael feel it. Crazy. What's going on? The different Mabat, the different mentality, the different perspective of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That again, there are always holdouts, but there's a tremendous sense now, even among people who are all the Shalom Achshav people, all the peacenikers and the left wingers. It's kemat embarrassing these days to talk about that, you know, Mirabim in Eretz Yisrael. There are holdouts. And we're going to have, when the Milchama ends, Shabbat Mashiach. Milchama, you know, we're going to have to work hard to keep things moving in a good direction. But the kind of talks, that the words that are coming out from people who a few months ago were so far, far from any Musa. Not only that, they're all talking about two states and Palestinians and everything. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's thinking back, oh, Meir Kahana, that was the... those were the good days of Meir Kahana. Those were the good days. And to have an Eretz Yisrael that's clean, that's pure. So now we're already on the cusp of this Gilui of Nevuah. The Chai of the Jewish people has come back to life, which is Nevuah. And this awakening of Nevuah, we see in the awakening of excitement over the learning of Chassidus and Kabbalah and Pnimus HaTorah, not just by the Chassidim, all around. You go now to every place where guys are learning. Some places they have to keep it still, you know, because they have some of the old Rebbeim or Shishit, they have to be careful, but certainly not in the Hasdei Yeshivas. The ones who are more openly connected to the land, it also follows through. But you see this everywhere, even by the Litvish Yeshivas and so on. A tremendous interest in learning Pnimius HaTorah. Shefa ha'omed me'al kol olam achushim. So there's a shefa, there's a tremendous hashpah, an or, where Jews want very much to ascend, to transcend higher than the physical world, to get to something greater than the physical world. That's higher than the chushim, physical senses. Bohek b'zohar oro. They want something that's shining with a higher light. Hatzarech ha'amoik b'levavos rabim Yisrael. This deep need in the hearts of many Jews. Lahartiv chayei mitalali ares elu. To moisten their hearts with the dew of these lights of the hidden Torah. Meidku is bears testimony, ki huvshula hamadrega helyona hazu lochul aleinu, that it's time for Chaya, for the level of Chaya to return to the Jewish people as a nation. That Am Yisrael wants the return of Chaya, of that or of Chaya, which is an or that's higher than the guf. It's an or that's higher than, it's beyond this world. Ulizgalus bikirbeinu, lochul aleinu ulizgalus bikirbeinu. Then I say to lift us up, El Mechayzes Atzumim. To Mechayzes Atzumim. Even in the movements that were taking place that were not holy, even going back to the 60s with the anti-establishment, all the hippies and all the things that were going on, you know that at the center of most of these things there were Jews. Most of these in Yonim had to do with the Jews. I mean, who are these Jews? These were Jews that were restless Jews. These are Jews that wanted something higher than the world. So they were looking for something, you know, they were looking to get high. That's what they're looking for, to something higher, for something that transcends the goof, for chaya, for madrega of chaya, something higher. Hecholos koydesh shebimroimim. Shlover behem adam lo shazavtoi ein ayah. To be able to experience, to see something that the eye hasn't seen, that the people haven't experienced. And the things that are going on nowadays, so there's so much, but this, I don't understand it. I just, it was my son who was in the car not today, coming back, we had to be by Nachmai Lai, and we're coming back, he was telling me about this, what's going on with artificial intelligence, and things I'd never heard in my life. But Ushi showed me this thing that he on the phone, that they asked this, they asked the artificial intelligence, I forgot, Chad?
GBT.
Chat GBT. So there was somebody that was asked, somebody said, they want to see, can you, the computer talking to the computer, maybe you saw this, Ushi showed me today, a happy rabbit. For the computer, the artificial, to make a happy rabbit. It was awesome. So it shows a very sweet rabbit. It does it instantaneously. A rabbit that was smiling. So the person, and then the computer gave like a little parish about this being a joyous rabbit. And the person said, not happy enough, happier. And this went on 3 or 4 steps, and it was like crazy things the computer was making with a rabbit and like in the cosmos and different eras. No, and then had perusha. Like the computer was saying, I'm trying to give you more, I'm trying to do, and then, but the person kept saying, no, there's not happy enough. Happier. And it came to like a madriga, it was a little bit scary. It came to a madriga of like ayin. Like the whole universe became one. It wasn't about a rabbit anymore, a little bunny. It was like the cosmos and this or of simcha. With like a little thing of like the leftover of some rabbit's ears. But it was, and the computer was saying pshat in this. And what it wrote is that this is something that you're asking for something which is higher and that's beyond. You're asking for a return to the, to like oneness. And it was like, you thought you were reading Arisa Kardesh. It sounds like Rav Kook. And the picture was a picture of Ur. That the computer has a musig like that. What does that mean? What's going on? What is that? I mean, so many people have to. People have to program a computer. I don't know how that works. What is that?
It draws from everything. That's the.
So that means that the everything right now, every, because we've seen this in physics for the last, since Einstein it began, but the, you know, the. Everything is becoming the unified principle. Everything's coming back to Echad. Mm-hmm. Everything's coming back to, you know, in physics and other sciences, it's coming back to Echad, to one. And you ask the computer, happier. This is not happy enough. Happier. And the computer's going and showing happier. And then it comes, and then Echad. That's it. Something's going on. This is not, it's not, you could. He's been reading a lot about this stuff. He was explaining to me some things, but you could think this is something very deep that's happening in Hashem's world. This is the need of the Torah. This is Arishul Mashiach Mamish. The same way when we open up a Yom Dekacha, every single page is Dveikus, Echad. Ein Olam Vado. Everything is going back to that. To Madrega, we're getting to a Madrega of the world wants to have Nevuah. The world wants to be able to have Nevuah because it's going to be soon, and there's this tremendous chuka for the return of Chaya Sheben Nefesh Am Yisrael, Chaya, which is Nevuah, for these Giluyim that are beyond the world. So even people that are, even in the 60s, 70s, and people tripping out and getting high and the music, these are all Malbushim of course, of Tumah. All kinds of malbushim, but the pnimius of that rotzen, of it's something. It's Arish Mashiach. It's Arish Mashiach. Nothing less than that. It's an Ur of Mashiach Tzikain. What's going on in the world? And now with all the psychedelics and with the healing and all kinds of things and the trauma, and what's happening? Everything is all happening now, and with the Muhammad Eretz Yisrael and everything that's happening. It's. All the great tzaddikim that engraved in their svarim, the secrets, the deep secrets of Torah, they are preparing the nourishment and the food for the generation of Gula. This generation of Gula. I thought it was in the svarim still yesterday, so he has that. One of the svarim I got was Ksovim from Chaim Vital. So I said, what's going on? What are these ksavim from Chai Vital? Where were they until now? I don't know. It's a whole mice how they found from Chai. there's something. Reb Chaim Vital, there's new stuff from Reb Chaim Vital. He died a long time ago. Like, where was this? And then you open it up, you could pass out from the light that's in this. You could faint. It takes the breath away. Mamish. I don't know how to describe it. Iris from Reb Chaim Vital, like, he spoke to us back then. Hundreds of years ago, he spoke to us. He was Arizal's biggest time. He spoke to us back then. And it wasn't being heard or seen. And now, before Mashiach comes, you know, like in the swamps, they say, hey, get your Chaim Michal, get your Chaim Vital. It's like a scorecard they sell you in the stadiums. They got on the table there, a pile of Chaim Vital's books of them. Who are these? Where did these come from? Then there's another one from the son of the Rashash. There's the Maisa. What was this doing? Where? The Rashash son had this. And you also saw him in Kavanis and Kabbalah and Yanim, the Rashash's son. Never heard of it. Such iris. So he's saying that Tzaddikim prepared iris that for years were hidden in basements and libraries. And now Hashem said, Achshav Higi Azman. That's what's happening. Higi Azman. The time has come. And these are iris that the so he's saying the Tzaddikim prepared this for us. Hechinu mazon, they prepared food, nourishment, the dor hagula, for the generation of redemption. Sheigash b'chol oiz el hamayanis elu. Because they knew, the Ruach HaKadosh, that the time would come, not when they were alive, the very tiny little circles of students, but the time would come where there would be a tzimon, but Divya Hashem, Divya Lekim Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Vital, the Rashash's son, Divya Lekim Chaim, Mamish. Motoch HaGoy, V'kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'tal Chaim Zeh, Yiftach Es HaTorus HaNisos, Chaim Nisham Chaim V'yichida, She'eshuv V'yehiru Ba'am Yisrael, B'shuv Hashem Tzion. All this is to prepare Am Yisrael to receive the light of Yechida, which is Mashiach Tzikein, that's going to be revealed. B'shuv Hashem Tzion. Al Nabid Rak Al Marei Rachitzon Shel Dereinu. We have to be very careful. Don't look just at the outside. Don't look at the way the hippies dressed and the music they listened to and the stuff they were smoking. Don't look at that. Don't look at them on the outside like that. And the same way, don't look at outside. Don't look at the generation on the outside. Na'amik el toicher levavo. You have to go deep into the heart of the people. How many of these kids that are being thrown out of our schools are the deepest kids? And the school doesn't get them. And I don't blame anybody. They have to run a school. Yeah, this kid's he's off the wall. But the deepest people. Toicha levavo. Namik el toicha levavo. We have to go deep. Don't look at the generation on the outside. Look inside. Novim beside kisufa v'tnois ma'avayav. And see that this is a generation that's like in Rav Kook's Maimar Hador that we learned. That the generation is filled with longing and tnuas ma'avayev and this great movement of the soul's longings. V'nabon al tivam, to try to understand the generation, to understand the kids. V'al ha'besura gadol l'shignuza b'hem, that the generation carries within it a besura gadol, big news of Mashiach Sekeinah. It's a besura gadol that's hidden in them. And all the narishkeit, and all the silliness, and what seems to be like all of the gashmias. So now we're living in a time where there's among frum people, there's a ruchniyistik obsession with gashmias. It's not gashmias anymore. It's beyond that. And everybody here knows that. But the Indian of gashmias these days, it's not like anymore like 50 years ago, the Rebbe would say, oh, the gashmias. It's not that. Because what was the Gashmias then? Was that the Indian that people have with Gashmias now? With Gashmias now, it's Ruchnias. And I don't know how to explain it. It's something which is bizarre. It's supernatural. It's crazy. It's crazy. The obsession with Gashmius. It's beyond physical. It's all about Gashmius. And the kids want this, they want this, they want this, they want this, they want that, they want everything. They want everything, they want everything. It's mislabish and Gashmistic things, but it's a ruchnistic thing that they're not being satisfied by anything that they get. Mm. Nothing is satisfying them. So you could write them off and say, yeah, a bunch of big balei taiva, we were such tzaddikim back in the 60s. This generation, they're much bigger than we were. Much, much bigger. Their taivas cannot be satisfied. We were relatively easily put off. You know, we had, when color television came out, it can't get better than that. I mean, Flintstones are color, you know? It's the best thing that ever happened. That was enough. Zell, go on, though. We didn't have this, endless Ein Sof, we're learning about in the Yosef Atzadik, Ein Sof of taivas for things. That parents are finding it impossible to satisfy their children because they're not satisfied. They can't be satisfied. Which Rav Kook spoke about the chutzpah of the end of time. He spoke about all of this. He called it exactly the unbelievable chutzpah that's at the end of time. Because they want something and they're not getting it. But they don't know what they want. So you give them the thing they wanted most, and then they get it, and then it's not worth anything. So they had phone model one, phone number two, I don't know what it's up to now. You know, whatever, Samsung or Android, whatever they're called. 8 and 9 and 10. And it's going to keep on going until what? Until it's Echad. until all the machines are going to disappear. Remember that I'm telling it to you. I have perm cotton. We're going to see it. All these things are going to disappear. And it's going to be our Echad. Echad. That's where everything is going. That's why it's everything, all the things they're doing is making connections. This whole thing with social media and network, all this stuff is all, everything now is about connecting Aleph and Beis and Gimel and Dalet. It's all algorithms. I don't know what they are. I never met one. But all I hear about is the algorithms. It's connecting. This guy walks into the store. This guy is, someone told me a ma'isa that about the kid. He has a kid that's a lefty, and he walked into some store. And they said, and the announcement went out, lefties come over here to get the baseball gloves. The lefty section. He's a lefty who walked in. Who told the store this kid's a lefty? Something must have come up that they were talking on the phone. I don't know what. I don't know how that works. But they gave him like a Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba, there's a lefty here. We have a whole section of gloves for lefties. Somebody's talking to him about him, about he's a lefty. So I'm just talking to them. Everything is about making these connections that never was such a thing. It's a half-lithic thing. And it's all exactly what happened, happier and happier and happier. But the way they feel it now is miserable, 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 miserable. Echad. That's what's happening. The kids can't be made happy. As much as you try, can't be made happy. Whatever you get them, how come Yankel has, I don't have that. There's no way to quench their thirst. There's no way to satisfy them. They can't be satisfied. I'm not saying everyone, but there's an avira of not being satisfied. And the teachers don't know what to do, parents don't know what to do. It's a mystery. What do you want? Everything. One thing at a time, but everything. They want everything. Because that's Mashiach. That's what they want. But they don't know what they want. That's what it is. So that's it. That means that we're now Am Yisrael. Don't look, he says, at the outside. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and we're getting ready for Nevuah and for Yechida, for Mashiach. Okay, we'll finish this next time.